Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the things that Ted Johnson always said, and Ted played for Belichick, obviously, for about 5 years, is that he thinks Belichick is really thirsty at some point to win a title without Tom Brady.
Right, to prove that he could.
That he could.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Now, if you were to try to do it now, it would be with Jarrett Stidham as the quarterback, yeah, who they drafted in the fourth round, and they like him a lot. But that's a tough putt to step into Brady's shoes and go win a championship.
Well, and I think if you think back to when, you know, really, Belichick's best argument for how he could have been great without Tom Brady was really the first couple Super Bowls he won with Tom Brady. Tom Brady wasn't the same type. Tom Brady was a better quarterback later when they weren't winning Super Bowls than they were in those early Super Bowls. It was the fact that Tom Brady was good enough and they had an awesome defense. And they were just a great football team in a lot of respects early on. So I feel like he's already proven that side of it. And then the relationship grew and they became this incredible offense. But this right now, these Patriots with the defense that they had last year, this would potentially be the best environment to prove that you could do it without Tom Brady.
You think?
Because they have a really good defense. Right.
Yeah.
Now it would be a matter of, okay, if you have Jarrett Stidham and you've got $20 million extra cap space to work with,
yeah,
that they could go out and get some weaponry. That's kind of the...
Because the offensive weapons are not
right,
good.
And that's the chicken or the egg part, yeah, of this, though, too, is that, all right, if you lost Tom Brady, even though Tom Brady is underpaid, if you clear up $20 million of cap space, then all of a sudden, hey, look, we have a little extra, mm-hmm, offensive weaponry that Tom Brady could have used, but we couldn't use it then. So maybe Belichick is thinking that.
Would the Patriots, without Tom Brady, still be the favorite in the AFC East? Or would it be the Buffalo Bills?
Without Tom Brady?
Without
I think it would
Tom
become
Brady.
The Buffalo Bills.
They'd
at
become
that point.
The favorite?
Yeah, because you'd also have a young quarterback going against that Bills defense.
Yeah.
So I would say the Buffalo Bills.
And the Bills
the
played the Patriots hard with Tom Brady.
And they're going to have the same schedule. You know, this year, both those teams had easy, quote-unquote, easy schedules.
Yeah.
But they'll both have similar schedules next year. So you're up to, yeah, I'd have to give it to the Bills.
Telling you who's rooting for this right now should be the Houston Texans. They play the Patriots this year because, mm-hmm, of the first-place schedule. So
yeah, and look at how good they did versus young quarterbacks, especially like, let's say, the Broncos. Yeah.
That's not going to happen on Anthony Weaver's watch, my friend.
Ah, good call.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, look, I'm excited about Anthony Weaver, but he needs better defense.
He needs better
and
players.
And he needs a pass rusher.
Yeah. They need better players.
I'm like, look, you could bring Monet in here, and if I give him some Play-Doh and like one color of watercolor, he's not going to create a brilliant work of art.
No, Monet was pretty badass.
I'll take your word for it.
I don't know.
Which one was he?
Monet, Manet.
Is he still alive?
Tippy Day Day.
Yeah.
So I came up with, let's pretend for a second that Brady doesn't want to go back to New England. I have seven possibilities for Tom Brady. I want to bounce these off of you and see what you think of these. I'm guessing that Tom Brady is going to be looking at teams based on three things, and probably in this order. A, chance to win a Super Bowl. B, the quality of the head coach. C, the quality of the offensive talent around him. I would think if I were a quarterback, that would be my criteria, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those three things. All right, so I think there's three places that are great fits for Tom Brady. Los Angeles Chargers, who appear to be ready to move on from Phillip Rivers.
Right, well, and Phillip Rivers has...
He's moved his entire family, him, his wife, and his 50 kids have moved to Florida.
Right. Where in Florida?
I don't know.
I want to say, because I saw somebody showing the commute time from, I want to say it's Destin or something.
Okay.
Like around there to Tampa.
Okay.
So if Phillip Rivers ends up in Tampa, is he going to do the commuting thing like he did from San Diego?
Did he keep the QB film mobile?
Yeah, I know. That's what he is.
Like, yeah.
They probably drove through Houston if they did.
Right down I-10.
If he piled in the whole his whole Puritan tribe and they rolled right through I-10.
What is he up to now? Nine kids? Is it nine kids that he has now?
It sounds right.
10 kids?
It's
a lot of kids.
I know whatever the number is, it sounds like it's way too many, and then you see it and they're like, oh, that's actually it.
Yeah. So I don't think Rivers is back in L.A., otherwise he wouldn't have moved to Florida. So that's still a roster that you can win with, though, I think, right? I mean, they've got some players on defense. They've got some weapons on offense. Their offensive line's not great. But you know, there's not going to be a perfect place for Brady to go.
Right.
By definition, these teams are going to be flawed because they're looking for quarterbacks.
I mean, at that point, you've got, look, Ken Wisenhunt's the offensive coordinator there, I believe.
So, is he still?
Yeah. Well, maybe if you make a change, I don't know, does Brady bring his own personal offensive coordinator with him? Does Josh McDaniels get the job or something?
My guess is any of these teams are gonna give Brady a lot of say-so over what does and doesn't happen.
So if he goes, so right now where he's got Julian Edelman and not a whole lot else, he would have Hunter Henry, which if Hunter Henry can stay healthy.
Free agent.
Oh, he is.
Free agent Hunter Henry.
So maybe he has Hunter Henry.
Maybe.
Maybe that's part of the deal is like, you got to give me Hunter Henry.
That's right.
We got to have him. And then Keenan Allen, of course, and Mike Williams. Is that juicy enough to take him out to be closer to his one set of children still lives out there, right?
His oldest kid son. With Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, well,
he
in
lives
California.
In LA, I think,
yeah, is
yeah.
it in LA?
He'd be out there kissing him on the mouth all day long.
Well, how much do you factor
in? He kisses his kids on the mouth.
He does.
Like, but for extended, weird, long period. It's not like a little peck. He gives long kisses to his kids on the mouth. It's
yeah,
weird.
Yeah,
it's
somewhere
really
between
weird.
A peck and a makeout. It's strange. How much do you think something like that matters to Brady, though? Like, the L.A. would seem to appeal. Look, he's got a famous wife.
Yeah.
You know, like, how much do you think that part of the geography is
You think Giselle is cool with Bridget? You think they're cool enough? You think like a modern,
do they get along?
Modern split family relationship where everybody's cool with each other?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you never know. You never know, though.
We'll see.
Maybe Giselle's not, maybe she doesn't dig that.
So do you think the Chargers are a good fit?
I don't know. I don't think anybody's a good fit.
But
maybe, I guess, okay, but no.
Okay, well, let's keep going, and we'll see if these are all no's. Chicago.
No.
Not Chicago.
No,
None of these are going to be perfect.
All right, what's the argument for Chicago?
Chicago's got a ready-made defense to win a Super Bowl.
Okay, he already has that. So I guess what I'm asking is, how is it a better fit than New England?
Well, that's
because so does New England.
No, I get it. I said at the outset that we're assuming he's not going back to New England.
All right.
If he doesn't go back to New England, these are the options.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so versus retirement. Okay.
Versus,
I would say
yeah.
Oh, if his only choice was to go to the Chargers, I would say no. He should retire.
Okay. Chicago.
I would say no. He should retire. Oh, let's see. Bill Lazor, my old teammate from Cornell University, is the new offensive coordinator for Chicago.
Okay. That'll be the reason he stays.
Will go. I'll call up Tom. I'm going to call Bill and be like, Bill,
yeah.
Just give me Tom's number. I'll talk him into it. And I'll take Tom out for mimosas, and I'll convince him of the greatness of Bill Lazor.
Do you think a Chicago team with Tom Brady, a quarterback, competes to get to a Super Bowl?
I think he would look. Okay, so he's going to look at
Trubisky was the problem there.
He's going to look at Allen Robinson, and that's going to intrigue him. He's going to look at the tight end group, and there's not necessarily a whole lot to get excited about that. They've got Taylor Gabriel, and I don't, but the defense, it's not, that defense was not the same as it was when, that they were 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, no, you should retire.
Okay. Indianapolis.
Let's see. Defense is promising. You're going to be playing inside. That would be the other thing I'd say. Look, I know he's played.
Screw the cold weather?
Not screw the cold weather. I know he's played well in the cold and he's succeeded in the cold his whole career. But from Brett Favre on down, these old guys just seem to shrink a little bit when it starts getting cold out because their physical inadequacies are amplified. So he'd be playing inside.
Shrinkage.
He'd have T.Y. Hilton. Not that his deep ball, like Brady never had a great deep ball, but. It's as he gets older also, but T.Y. Hilton, I think, turns a lot of guys' arms into something better than, but other than T.Y. Hilton, who was kind of up and down this year too, not feeling it.
Let me inject a variable into this when it comes to the Colts. They have a bleep ton of cap space.
Yeah.
What if Brady were to say, I'll come there and then let's go cherry pick some free agents that we can go get? Now, the main thing is, does the owner have the cash flow to be able to handle it? That's always been the talk in Indianapolis, is that this owner doesn't spend big bucks on free agents because he's got a budget that he works on from a cash flow standpoint. But let's pretend for a second that
he has. I mean, he's had splurges before.
He has.
A few years ago, he got a ton of dudes.
He has, but he has cap space every year. In the last couple of years, he hasn't used it. But let's pretend that the part of Brady's contingency of going there was, and let's spend some of this $100 million you have in cap space on that guy, and this guy over here.
Right. Then he's still going to not have – what we've seen with Brady before is when he's not on the same page with everybody, and what they do in New England is a whole ton of option routes. Guys have to know how to run three different routes every single time based on what the defense is. And when those guys aren't on the same page as Tom Brady, it looks really, really ugly. I'm glad we're doing this exercise because it really comes down to the more I see it, and these are probably the best options we put out there. If it's not New England, it's retire. Okay. I think he should. I would predict. I don't think it's going on a limb. I don't think it's going to go well for him if he goes somewhere else.
Let's just bounce a few more of these. These are longer shots.
Okay.
So you'll probably shoot these down quicker, which is fine. He was spotted talking to Mark Davis, I think at the UFC fight over the weekend, Brady was.
Yeah.
The owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. Brady in Vegas.
I think that Brady might...
With Gruden.
Brady might hire a Brazilian hitman to take out John Gruden by week four.
That would seem to be retired.
I think John Gruden would be... John Gruden, 3 weeks into training camp, would start to realize what Brady's physical limitations are, mm-hmm. and he would start talking smack about him behind his back. It would just... it would not go well at all. Gruden always says he wants a veteran quarterback, then he gets a veteran quarterback, and he's like, oh, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
Rich Gannon. Oh, this guy's a bum. And then it is next stop. Oh, I wish I had Rich Gannon.
Right.
Boy, oh boy. Oh boy, wasn't he the best. Yeah.
So you say no to Las Vegas, it sounds like. Tampa Bay. Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians. I wonder if Bruce Arians loves to air it out and would Tom Brady
a lot of weapons in Tampa.
I know, that's what I'm thinking about. Now you're talking something that would be genuinely enticing.
And it's already seven there. Games with Jameis Winston.
And it's with a genuinely very bright and almost a complete opposite personality type of Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm glad we're doing this exercise because I'm going to say he should consider the Tampa
should
Bay
consider.
Buccaneers.
So this is the first one we've done.
He should 100% consider the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay. So
because that's and actually, and I think Arians would love the challenge. Arians is at a point in his career where he has two potential challenges right now. It's Jameis Winston, and is Jameis Winston the kind of challenge that he really wants? I think he likes the idea of the challenge of turning him around, but he also knows that Jameis Winston has a wild streak in him that he might never be tamed.
Yeah.
You know, he's like Brad Pitt's character in what's the movie where he goes to World War One and then he comes back and then is his name Tristan or something? He comes back. He's like a rock that you break yourself against, is what the old Indian guy calls him. Yeah,
Brad Pitt's IMDb. I was about to say Thelma and Louise.
Oh, what is that movie? They're out in the frontier, and his brothers and him all go to war. The one dies, and he goes back. And
someone will text it in.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. That's what Jameis Winston is like.
He's
to
that guy.
Arians.
All right.
But yeah, no. Chris Godwin and all those guys. Yeah, I like that. I like Tampa.
Okay. Last two, Dallas.
No, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
That's weird. Why would that happen?
Okay. I put it, if you look at the rundown, it's under long shot.
Is somebody putting that? Okay, yeah,
I put it under long shot.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, no.
Dallas, just because it's Jerry Jones. Do you think Jerry Jones wouldn't like to have Tom Brady playing for him, just in terms of the buzz?
Not at the expense of Dak Prescott.
I don't know. I'm just throwing, that's why it's a long shot. I'm just throwing it out there.
Dak Prescott had a really good year this year. The Cowboys are one of the strangest teams in the history of football. Dak Prescott, if they were actually on a good team, could have been in MVP conversations.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's why it's under long shot. Yeah. The other long shot, although I don't know if this is long of a shot nearly as Dallas would be, Tennessee, where his former teammate is the head coach, Mike Vrabel. Would you rather have a couple years of Tom Brady or a couple years of Ryan Tannehill?
Well, Ryan Tannehill is going to do whatever the hell they tell him to. They could franchise tag Ryan Tannehill. Would Mike Vrabel?
Well, if you sign Tom Brady, Tannehill walks.
Yeah,
you know, it's either Brady or Tannehill.
Why though? What's Tannehill done to earn it?
I don't know.
I'll just go ahead and franchise tag him.
Because someone's going to you're going to pay Tannehill $23 million to back up Tom Brady.
Yep, because Tannehill will be there 2 years from now. Yeah.
When he's 34?
And that's what I would say to Tannehill. I was like, look, we're going to keep you under wraps. Or look, sign a two-year deal.
If I'm Tannehill and they offer me the franchise tag, I'd sign it to go clean toilets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I advocate, just like the Eagles a few years ago, who'd spent more money on the quarterback position than any team in history.
Yeah.
Things happen. You franchise tag. Hey, look, Brady starts out fine for the first three games. Then all of a sudden, oh, somebody needs to trade for Ryan Tannehill because they want to rekindle the magic of what he had last year. And you get a first rounder for Ryan Tannehill. Look at that Sam Bradford saga.
Yeah.
Sam Bradford is your argument for franchise tagging a backup quarterback.
Yeah. So basically, I can't believe we've arrived at a place where the best place for Tom Brady to go is Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay is where he should go.
That's your path to glory.
Sorry, Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
Brady's taking your new job.
And it's several hours closer to Brazil.
It is true. Yep. Yeah, you can probably get there easy.
Probably got Portuguese teachers for your kids and everything.
I was about to say, they probably have nonstops flying to Brazil. And then I'm like, Brady has nonstops everywhere.
Yeah, he
probably
does.
Has six jets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.